This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It is hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And we got a hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. Might be some very interesting content coming up from the Chief if this break has been any indication of the conversation with what's in store.
My algorithm just fed me a balls maxing technique. I don't know what people are injecting their nuts
with. You've been trying to enlarge your balls
with saline, dude.
I believe the algo knows you well.
Yeah. Whose balls are juiced?
I'm looking into it right now.
Eric's balls.
It's a mirror into your subconscious, my man.
Golly, bro.
I was explaining that to my 14-year-old the other day.
Balls maxing?
No, the algo. That conversation's for another day. Actually, I'm holding off on that one. Here's Woolchuck with the proper round trip.
All righty, let's go around the bases after this.
You don't know how to play first base. Scott?
Oh, that's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Okay. Tie it with one swing. It's tied!
Boom! Yeah, baby. Kevin Walker's coming in here like he's got something important. You've been balls maxing.
He's got a balls maxing update.
He knows what's going on with the balls maxing. What are you seeing over there?
No, this can't be real. Are you kidding me?
What is it? What happened?
Okay, he's showing me something that involves a parting of ways with a local coach here. I just want to confirm that this is real before we start running away with it. But what the hell?
That is from the official Stein line. The Mavericks just announced they have mutually parted ways with Coach Jason Kidd.
Wow.
Whoa. Thank you, K-Dub.
This is quite
khaki, Kevin. I thought he was coming in with some balls maxing news.
Well, I thought
we
used ball sacking.
Yeah. Wow. So, unbelievable, bro.
They have mutually parted ways with Jason Kidd.
That's some news, isn't it, boys?
That is quite interesting. It seemed like things were...
oh, my God.
And they must be willing... I mean, he's got... Just signed the extension. They're going to be paying him quite a bit of money. Now, Shams Charania has also put this out. So, we got double sources confirming this. Jason Kidd out as your head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
I mean,
gracious.
Hey, he wanted to get... more control. Clearly, this is going to be a Masai Ujiri operation.
Are they just going to pay him for the next 4 years?
They must
be. I mean, mutual parting of ways suggests that there was some sort of negotiation towards a buyout. Okay. I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay.
You don't want me here anymore. Maybe a 50% or, you know, maybe some sort of compromise was made. It's, you know, if they had just fired him, then I would think that, yes, 100% of the cash. But, I mean, even then at this point that you're dealing with Adelson and Dumont money,
wow.
That's one of the benefits. If your GM decides we need to go in a different direction as head coach, your owner isn't saying, I can't pay two guys $5 million at the same time.
Is this the final step to the complete Luka purge?
Yeah,
as
Atolo
has suggested? Like, I wonder what all went into this. I can't imagine it was just simply, hey, you were around when the Luka trade happened, so we're getting rid of you. But...
I mean, I think he obviously wanted more control, front office control, right?
Yes,
I mean, if he was wanting to be president, now you've got Masai Ujiri, who has also implemented Mike Schmitz, who I believe is going to be on with the KNC Masterpiece on Thursday. So you've got a GM in place. I don't know what the future is. I don't know if they've decided yet for Matt Riccardi and Michael Finley. They've still been going out there. They were there at the NBA Combine last week. But this is very, very interesting, as they've put out a press statement from the team as well.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I wonder if this means Ujiri has a guy, he has his guy in mind that he wants to bring in. You know, whether that's a retread like a Thibodeau or bringing back a Sean Sweeney from the Spurs, who are having a tremendous amount of success right now.
They were highlighting Sweeney during the game last night. I mean, his fingerprints are all over that team defensively. Here's the press announcement from the Mavs. Jason has had a meaningful impact on the Dallas Mavericks, both as a Hall of Fame player and as the head coach who helped lead this franchise back to the NBA Finals, said President Masai Ujiri. We are thankful for Jason's leadership, his professionalism, and his commitment to the team. In my short time here, I've developed an enormous amount of respect for what he has built. He will always be an important part of the Mavs family. As we evaluate the future of our basketball program, we believe this is the right moment for a new direction for our team. We have high expectations for this franchise and responsibility to build a basketball organization capable of sustained championship contention. We will conduct a thorough, disciplined search for our next head coach and continue to evaluate our entire basketball operations staff to ensure we complete all the standard that the Mavericks expect and deserve for our fans.
Coach yet, bro.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You bummed about this, Lucius?
I mean, you don't even have a coach yet if you're going to make a move like that. At least have somebody lined up.
No, you're right.
Don't tell me you're about to do a coaching search. Like, it wasn't an emergency to get rid of Jason like that.
No, he's a legend with the franchise. Yeah. He proved in multiple playoffs that he could guide you through and properly motivate players. I wonder if we'll ever get the why on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that with the Mark Steins and the Tim McMahons of the world and the way they dig, I would imagine they will at some point give you some window into why this all took place. But I do wonder, like the 214 is wondering, like Kyrie and Cooper,
yeah,
Flag, like both loved Jason Kidd quite a bit. I can't remember who it was. Some national reporter was talking about how Kelly Flag, Cooper Flag's mom,
yeah,
like loves Jason Kidd, and that I think is because Cooper loves Jason Kidd. We know Kyrie loves Jason Kidd, so
maybe
like the Kyrie stuff that we've just assumed he's coming back. Maybe that's not the case. Kind of thought after the dust settled with Ujiri, the intro presser, he's meeting with Kidd. You would have thought shortly after that, the news would have broke if they were going to be parting ways. Like, is this a couple weeks of conversation that they just finally decided, you know what, let's just punt on this
thing?
It's
just not going to work, right? We just don't. Yeah. They must not agree totally on maybe the vision or what they're doing moving forward.
Ujiri, you know, is a guy who wants the power. That was part of the reason why I think he got ousted in Toronto. It was like, this dude just... He wants too much say in everything. Clearly, Dumont is handing him the keys to the organization. And if Kidd is, if there's a tug of war of power there, then that's not going to sit well. And so this is wild. I think a lot of Mavs fans, the super diehard, still crying themselves to sleep at night Luka fans, are probably celebrating like hell right now.
And there's some to be said for that. You know, like maybe it wasn't one thing, but it was a collection of things. Like, we can get a totally clean break from the people that wanted to move on from Luka, or the people that it's perceived wanted to move on from Luka. I don't know how responsible Jason Kidd was, but a number of fans still hold that against him. You know, then you have the power struggle, and he wanted to be GM. I would add that when he wanted to be GM of the Nets, they didn't let him, and that he and the team mutually parted ways so he could go coach the Bucks. But he wanted more control of that front office. So
right.
A lot of times, like, you can be happy with one job, but then they say, hey, there's a bigger job inside our organization, and you say, I want that job. And then when they don't give it to you, it's perceived as you don't see me as that important, you don't appreciate me, and there's another place that will give me that level of power that I'd rather go work. You know, and that's that pathology or psychology has defined Jason Kidd a decade ago.
Well, and I wonder,
why wouldn't it be true now?
There is a place in mind right now for him to go.
Yes.
You know, maybe he's got something lined up.
I was thinking
there's a handful of teams that need coaches right now.
Right.
I wonder how much of a commodity he is around the league.
Maybe you want to make a move, and it's for a player that doesn't want to play for Jason Kidd, but says, if you hire this coach, I will absolutely come.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that could explain this behind the scenes.
And look, the Cooper Flag, like, that's great that he liked Jason Kidd. I don't think that it's 1 year. Cooper Flag's going into year two. For Kyrie, I think that's a bigger deal right now than it is, like, for Cooper Flagg. I think this is the NBA. You know, it's a change of head coaches are going to happen here. The Kyrie stuff, that does now make me wonder, like, are they going to look to move Kyrie, which I would hate, because I was excited to see Kyrie and Coop play together. I thought they'd be a perfect pairing.
I mean, unless a team is really willing to give you all the wood for Kyrie this offseason, I always visioned the idea that he would start the season, play with Cooper, build up the market a little bit, and then perhaps trade him at the deadline to a contending team, and you can build up his value a little bit, because I don't know, coming off the injury with that age, what the market would be for him. I mean, teams would want him, but would they give you as much now as they would if he's having like an all-star caliber season before the deadline? So,
unless you just wanted to make sure you got something in place for this year's draft. That's the thing.
Oh, that's true. This year's draft,
with this draft class.
Yeah. And if they're going to draft a point guard of the future anyways, just start that ASAP.
Just look at maybe he's looking at the Spurs model here and saying, like, hey, you know, you got Harper, you've got Castle, you got Wemby. Like, you know, we believe that Cooper Flagg is a Wemby level talent. Maybe, you know, I don't think that he's quite, nobody's Wemby, right? But yeah, this is interesting.
Dang, dude. So Jason Kidd is fired.
Just wild. I mean, I just didn't see that coming. I figured that this would have happened already.
And Ujiri does have the Nick Nurse notch on his belt as a guy that he hired in Toronto.
Yeah.
Who is a championship coach thanks to the Kawhi run that they went on, and is one of the best defensive-minded coaches in basketball. And so, I don't know, is that kind of the archetype that he would want to go for again? Another defensive-minded guy?
Yeah. Defensive-minded guy with big players. Big players who are athletes that can cover space and transition and defensively.
Yeah, and that's something that you see. I think our buddy Isaac Harris, who joined us last week from Locked On Mavs, he pointed this out last night, where just the guards that were on the floor last night for OKC and for the Spurs, they were all 6'5 or 6'6.
Yeah.
Like, so having bigger guards is clearly something that is trendy right now with the best teams in basketball. Kyrie is certainly a little bit undersized, and I don't know how much that is factoring in, but in terms of who they want to perhaps draft at the point guard spot in this year's draft, you'd probably be wanting to look at a guy who is at least 6'4", if not 6'5", 6'6", bigger guards.
4 years, over $40 million left on that deal.
What could Kyrie get you in trade? Like, if you're going to seriously consider doing that, and if Jason Kidd's I don't know if it's a firing or a mutual parting of ways. Has that put us in a position where Kyrie might not be back? What could the plan be? I would think if you're trying to move Kyrie Irving right now, you're obviously calling Washington, but they're not going to give you number one for him because of the opportunity to take a generational talent.
Yeah.
And that's probably true in each of the first three picks, and the Bulls at four are rebuilding, so they don't want a veteran. But at five, you have the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. Would the Clippers give you pick five for Kyrie Irving?
Well, I did just see that LeBron, they're the favorite to land LeBron right now.
The Clippers are?
Yeah. So, I mean, are they looking at, I mean, we know about LeBron and Kyrie teasing playing. Yeah, they might. They might say, we'll give you five. Because if they're doing that, they're in a win now. They're trying to get, going veteran, and we're trying to nuke a championship.
Five's a great pick, but it's not like, oh my gosh, we feel like we might have just moved off of the next great.
Sure.
There's a chance that the fifth pick is the next great.
It is probably the best prospect you could imagine with a fifth overall pick in pretty much any draft.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of number five overall picks in the NBA draft, this is probably going to be the most impressive prospect that we've seen in a long time. I would be interested in doing that from a Mavs standpoint. If you're telling me I could get pick five in this year's draft and move on from Kyrie, then I'd be down for it. But in terms of the Kidd replacement, I love what you guys said about Sean Sweeney, because he does match the defensive prototype Nick Nurse was. And getting to strip a little bit from the Spurs, who seem like they're about to be destined for a beautiful run here, taking something away from that a little bit, and having somebody with direct knowledge on the overall scouting report of the Spurs. I mean,
familiar with your current roster. I mean, he was with the Mavericks for how long?
Yeah,
4 years?
Yeah. And I don't think he was one of the people that was on board with moving on from Luka.
Not at all.
So, Sean Sweeney.
I love Sweeney. I mean, Sweeney's got to be one of
right near the top. Of the top, and he's a candidate for a lot of these open gigs right now. So, hopefully that's a guy that they zero in on a little bit.
No way!
I mean, right now, if you're looking at like mocks, Keaton Wagler, the Illinois point, will really just guard. He can play point guard, shooting guard, 6'5", 6'6 and a half wingspan. That's the mock there, but you could be looking at Kingston Flemings. He might be a little small. A-Cup could be back in consideration there. But, I mean, if you did that, you'd have pick 5 and 9. You add two quality players to pair with Cooper Flagg.
That would
all
be
of a sudden,
incredible.
Yeah, your future's looking pretty nice.
Well, it looks like Masai Ujiri is going to hold some media availability tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the AAC. So Ujiri's going to speak to the media tomorrow.
And then we're going to get
give us some more answers.
We'll have Bobby Carell on tomorrow after the Rangers game. So he'll jump on with us at 6. I was trying to see if Bobby could come on now, but with All City, they got to do their own thing now. So
and,
we won't be able to get anybody live.
KNC has the Mavs' new GM, Mike Schmitz, on. That's on Thursday?
I believe so.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, I guess, nothing is former Mavs assistant Jamal Mosley, who Luka loved, was coach of Orlando Magic. Their season ended tragically. They let him go, but he just got the New Orleans Pelicans job. So he would have been on the short list of top coaching candidates out there. Yahoo Sports did an updated list just a couple of days ago. They got Thibodeau as number one. Becky Hammon is number two. In the WNBA, that would be pretty interesting.
Wow.
Mike Budenholzer, Bucks and Suns.
Budenholzer.
Then Chris Quinn. Terry Stotts, former Mavs assistant, has a lot of experience. Jeff Van Gundy, that'd be hilarious if they bring him back. Sam Cassell, the former NBA point guard, 15 years in the league with the Celtics, 76ers, Clippers. He has made his way up as a top assistant.
Vogel, he's on the staff now.
I mean, the thing about Nick Nurse was Nick Nurse had never been a head coach before.
Yeah.
So, like, he's been willing to take a guy for his first time gig. So, in terms of, like, trying to build a case for maybe Sean Sweeney could be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, he has been willing to take a chance on a guy who had never done it before, but they are clearly just saying, hey, let's start this thing from scratch, a brand new era. And fortunately, you have Cooper Flagg to build around. Yeah, I'm not tripping about it by any stretch.
I liked what Jason Kidd did. I think Jason Kidd was a great head coach here. I mean, and they made the postseason twice. They went to the Western Conference Final, the NBA Final. Obviously, Luka had a lot to do with that, but I do think that he made really good coaching adjustments and proved that, I mean, he should get hired by somebody that needs a head coach this cycle. But I do think if you want to just remove yourself from the Nico Harrison era, that Luka decision, let's just go ahead and start this thing from scratch. Luka can return home here in a couple of years, play with Cooper Flagg. Let's go win some NBA titles.
I love what you're doing, man. You're on the whiteboard right now connecting yarn strings.
Let's make it happen.
I mean, it clears out the Nico era, but it also clears out the Mark Cuban era, you know, the influence that he had that ends into the building to, you know, be the fly on the wall, so to speak. I think it cuts off Mark Cuban's information source maybe just a little bit more, but definitely a new era. And it stinks because ideally, to me, Jason Kidd would have been the head coach of this basketball team. He already got you to the West Finals and the NBA Finals. But, you know, things got weird. And I think, you know, as a new leader, if you have any inkling that people inside here in powerful positions might be unloyal to me or might be coveting my job, I don't want to start off this way. I want a clean slate with guys that I know are behind me, and we're all pulling in the same direction. So hopefully in the
look
end.
Look what you did, Nico.
Yeah.
Look what you did,
goodness.
Bro.
Yeah, you're just right. From NBA Finals 2 years ago this time, almost, to you're totally
now
rebuilding.
For a new coach like Jason Kidd's just growing trees or something out here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we'll just go get another Hall of Fame point guard that won a championship with the organization.
No chance, Rondo. 4'6", 9", no way. Rondo in Dallas, absolutely. I know today Stephen A. Smith was, I think, also trying to push for Rondo as a head coach. He's like, I think Rondo would be a great coach. No.
He's a flag football superstar.
Hell no.
He might be a good coach for somebody, but I don't think he should ever be for the Mavs after walking off the court in the middle of a playoff game.
Yes, absolutely not.
And a lot of that was due to him hating Rick Carlisle.
And that's fine, but you can stay the hell
away from
the
house now, bro. Come on back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, we got, breaking news. The Mavs are now looking for a new head coach. And, it is wild and unpredictable. And
hell
I can't
of a
wait
basis,
to...
Will Chuck.
Thanks, buddy. I think I crushed that.
You brought the heat on that one, dude.
What do we got coming up next, Chief?
We got a hodgepodge, and we got more Jason Kidd conversation and the one thing that is frustrating about Wemby that's next in the nation.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're reacting to breaking news from about 20 minutes ago. The Mavs and Jason Kidd have mutually parted ways. So all that speculation that we had during the press conference when Masai Ujiri was hired, Jason Kidd wasn't there. And we were saying, what does this mean? And then after the presser, Masai clarified, hey, listen, I haven't made up my mind here. I'm not moving on from Jason Kidd necessarily. I didn't move on from George Karl or Dwayne Casey when I got to my previous two stops. So then we're thinking, all right. And then you make it through the rest of that week, and it was 2 weeks ago. But apparently it just needed to run the process, and our instincts on press conference day were correct. That this is a house cleaning of sorts, or maybe Masai Ujiri just deciding he wants to take the team in a different basketball philosophical direction. Whatever the case, a Mavs legend, Jason Kidd, gone again. Gone again. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's the Chief with your hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. All right, more Kid fallout, and we'll get to some other stuff right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Brand new era, fresh start, cutting all ties to the worst trade in sports history when Luka left for the Lakers. That's what Ujiri's doing. Jason Kidd pretty power hungry, and Ujiri's not here for it. He's the big swinging stick, and so
he is the alpha.
That's a real alpha right there, Luka. He is the alpha.
Yeah,
he is the alpha, and now. Crazy. I mean, you got to think he's got a petite, like Chris Haynes is saying, comprehensive search. But Ujiri's got to have like one or two guys that he's going to want to zero in on here.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of like, what is he valuing in a coach? Is he trying to go the Nick Nurse route? Is he fine with a guy who's never done the job before? Does he want more of a veteran presence? But this thing seems like it's going to be skewing young. I definitely think it raises the Kyrie questions in a big way. There can be no assumptions that he's going to be back. And if you can get a high-quality pick in this year's draft for him and maybe a little bit more, then, hey, go for it, you know?
So are his two hires in Denver, Malone, and Toronto, Nurse?
No, he didn't. I think he didn't
hire Malone.
I think he only hired the guys in Toronto. So it was Nurse, and then in 2023, I think he hired Darko Rajakovic.
He did hire Brian Shaw in Denver.
Oh, he did? Okay.
He did. That was his first move to replace George Karl. Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of hit or miss on his head coach hires. A collection of former NBA players, international guys, and Nick Nurse, just
really?
Basketball smart guy.
Yeah. Nick Nurse is definitely basketball smart guy, particularly defensively. And as soon as Toronto let him go, the Sixers were very excited to bring him in. So Nick Nurse has definitely worked out. But yeah, I mean, this is obviously going to be a monster hire here for Ujiri. And I am interested to seeing what happens with Kidd here. How much of a commodity is Kidd around the league? But
do you think it's possible with the 76ers letting go of Morey that Nick Nurse could become available in one way or another? With like for the 30th pick? Would you do that?
I think I would.
Would I trade the 30th pick for Nick Nurse? Yeah, I think I would.
Would he want? I mean, did he like fire him?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point because Ujiri was still in Toronto when they got rid of Nurse.
So he fired him in 2023. I mean, maybe he's still likes him as a coach. It's possible you circle back there. We've seen that happen before, but that is pretty recent.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's not like a super surprise. It's just the timing of it. I figured this would have happened shortly after their first meeting after Ujiri's intro presser when Kidd wasn't there, but he says we're meeting like tomorrow or the next day. And I thought something would happen after that. And when it didn't, I was like, okay, I guess everything's on the same page. He's under contract for 4 more years and $40 million. Kyrie loves him. Cooper Flagg loves him. But something changed up in there. And so
I think it's probably that they were taking time to negotiate it. You know, like we don't want to pay buyout. Jason Kidd everything, so we're not gonna plane fire him. So it takes time to get these things massaged and see how bad Jason Kidd wants to leave. If you want to leave us high and dry, so to speak, and looking for a head coach, then you got to be willing to sacrifice something in order to get out of the contract.
Yeah, if this is going to be a mutual win-win situation where we don't want you and you don't want us, then let's come to an agreement here. And kudos to Kidd for driving up his market with the Knicks last year. Him and his agent did an amazing job, and that allowed him to re-up with the Mavericks.
Okay, Knicks.
I mean, it is pretty incredible. How much say, if any, does Cooper Flagg get in this? I don't know that Ujiri comes across that way. I think Ujiri comes across like, I got this. You know, like, Cooper, I'll let you know who it's going to be. And I don't even know how much insight Cooper would really have on who the next guy would be. But you definitely want to keep Cooper happy here. And he liked Kidd quite a bit. So that's something to consider as well.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be firing him if all of my players were like, you can't get rid of this guy. You know, and I think Jason Kidd's personality is abrasive and commanding enough that if you liked the guy at one point in your career, that might not be the case right now.
No, I, wow. I don't know.
I'm kind of excited weirdly about this.
I am too.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm down for a fresh and new beginning. I really liked Jason Kidd. And I mean, there were moments, I think him certainly when it came to how he was the starting and shifting up lineups. But you kind of got to realize like, there was a method to the madness there. And then Chris also, you know, it was a wealth of knowledge. You know, and CA obviously very well connected with Jason Kidd. They go way back, and it did work for him. I mean, he had a lot of success here. I hope that he ends up getting a new job. I think that maybe that's part of this whole thing. You know, if it's a mutual parting of ways, maybe Jason does have something lined up with another team. But this is going to be fascinating, the direction that this goes. And I kind of would like a first-time coach instead of one of these retread veterans. I don't know. Like, do they dabble in college? Do they look at a Coach May in Michigan? I mean, other people have looked into that as a possibility.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's thinking here.
Well, hot damn. It was a $40 million remaining on his contract.
Yeah, it was expensive.
I didn't know it was that much.
$10 million a year.
So
it'll be interesting. I would love to know what number they settled on, if that's what they ended up doing there, but... And the owners definitely have deep pockets, so they can do it if they want to. But he did start to get testy. The no one's dying thing, you know, we'll never forget.
And then the Jason Kidd stuff. I mean, him with the Luka stuff this past year.
He was, I know what the bleep
short.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the call. Yeah, the cussing tirade.
Yeah.
Defending his own credentials.
That, to me, was a nothing burger for what it was that night. On the surface, a coach saying, I know what the bleep I'm doing, that's fine. Mm. But it's like, was that a window into how emotional the discussion around everything that's happened since Luka was dealt is? is everybody like half triggered around here assigning blame of who screwed this up the most? And if that's the case, even if you think he's a great head coach, we got to get this energy out of our building.
Right.
We got to get the finger pointing and the it's not my fault out of the building. And I just love that maybe you got an ownership group right now that's like 40 mil. That's all it's going to take. Forget about it. I find that my couch cushions. You know, Mark Cuban, there's no way he could fire Mark Cuban and write a $40 million check. Well, I'm sure there's a way, but it would be very, very uncomfortable for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this is the first time since Vegas money came in and bought the team that it's like, shoot, at least money hasn't prevented us from doing something that they needed to do.
Yeah, yeah, that is a flex that they have that Cuban definitely did not. But yeah, it is a full on Dallas house cleaning with Kidd, I think, being the final straw there that was tied still to Luka a little bit. I don't know the Finley stuff. I don't even know what Finley and
Riccardi, like, that stuff's weird. Cause I did read like Mike Curtis, who was on last week with the morning show, his articles on the morning news did say that they were there with the Mavs contingency in
at
Chicago,
the combine.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously they're still doing stuff within the organization and they still were specified as assistant GMs. So that in 10:20 Thursday is when Mike Schmitz is going to be on with the KNC Masterpiece. Maybe they're able to get more information. Maybe Masai Ujiri shares that tomorrow during his press conference. But this is certainly this is wild. I mean,
Mavericks fans, where are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to get Baskey's thoughts on this. I hope he shares it during the broadcast tonight.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You can't keep Mike away from talking Mavs, especially if this game gets out of hand in Colorado.
Number one Mavs fan. I think that status might have lost a degree or two after the Luka trade.
Yeah.
So I don't think Mike's burning as hot on the Mavs as he has, but I guarantee he's got scorching takes about this right now.
Yeah, and the text, Twitter, I mean, it seems like everybody's pretty excited about this. Just glad to finally cut ties.
I think there is something to be said about that, right? Like, we're moving on from what was just complete rock bottom with this organization. You were in the NBA Finals. You had your guy in Luka. And then all of a sudden, overnight, it was like, what the hell did they just do? They nuked the franchise. And now this is a total fresh start. You've got Cooper Flagg to build around for your future. And everybody that might have had any say-so in that, other than the ownership, which I will say, I think the ownership was just totally clueless and didn't realize what the hell they were doing. I don't think they were like, yeah, we really want to get rid of Luka Doncic. No, they were allowing the people that they're paying, that they put in power to make those decisions and trusted them. Unfortunately, those people were morons. But now, let's go ahead and move forward and learn from those decisions.
And Dumont's line about Shaq, you know, was
totally
just
clueless.
The confirmation that you needed to be like, holy crap, they really don't know anything. So you buy a sports team and you trust the people that are working for you. And this is about eliminating noise inside the building, consolidating the message to one dude that you know you can trust and knows the path to a championship. You know, so I think overall the process of it, the logistics of how this is going to move, gives you a better chance of being insulated from new ownership ignorance. That's what happened. When the Russian billionaire bought the Nets, he traded the sixth overall pick, which ended up being Damian Lillard, for Gerald Wallace. It's a small example. And we just experienced what it's like. You know, I think when Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys, fans assumed that that's what you were getting, and that's why they fired Landry and hired Jimmy Johnson. That was the rare occasion of instant success when you buy the team. Usually when a new guy comes in and buy the team, you have to go through some sort of a learning process. And I think this is Dumont kind of saying, wow, that sucked. I'm not going to fire myself. So what's the next best thing we can do to give us the cleanest cutoff possible? Fresh start. Oh, we got
to
run. Look
respect
at that.
To the cojones,
man. Yeah,
on all these guys. Ujiri coming in. Dumont just saying, okay, I'm going to trust
lay
you
down
now.
The law, baby.
Making it happen.
The cojones are nice, you know, and then being willing to admit a mistake,
right?
Like, usually I think powerful people would keep it together and give it more of a chance to prove them right. But maybe the casino background, you got to know when to cut a bad bet.
Bad investment. That's right. Cut your loss, bro.
And shoot, it definitely sucks. But within 15 months of the Luka trade, everything has completely changed. And now you have a new, pretty exciting future Like, if you could eliminate everything you know about the last 15 months and just drop off a basketball fan with this reality right here today, they're in pretty good shape. Okay, we got one more segment to go. We'll get you keys to Rangers victory and more when we return right here to the G-Bag Nation.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe "I know a guy" just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
105.3 The Fan. Alrighty, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. So much going on in today's world of sports. Clayton Adams is talking. We'll have audio of that for tomorrow's show after the Rangers game. Tomorrow's Rangers pregame about 1:30, the first pitch at 2 o'clock, and we'll be on afterwards. Bobby Carella is going to join us from All City tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And, you know, I have a big Mavs story to talk about now. If you missed it, top of the hour, it broke. The Mavs and Jason Kidd have mutually agreed to part ways. Maybe we'll have a few more minutes of conversation on that story for you here. But Rangers pregame's coming up in 10 minutes, and I tease some keys to victory. I know the Rangers, Tolos, they depend on my keys to victory. In the final segment before the pregame show every night, they've learned to love it. And it's no coincidence. You know, popular local broadcast here, G-Bag Nation. Number one, ambush the Rockies bullpen early. Sammy Peralta has been an okay reliever. He's an opener. I think he's had 5 appearances, 10 innings, and his ERA is approaching 10. His whip is approaching 2. He's had a couple of decent years as a reliever, but this is the worst stretch he's had of his career, so you want to jump on Sammy Peralta tonight. You got to score some runs. Of course, Colorado's the best place to do that. But I don't know if we can bet on that today. We had 8 runs and then 6 runs. 14 runs in the last 2 games, Wolchuk. That's damn near a week's supply of runs. Am I getting greedy wanting actual multi-run game tonight?
No, I don't think you're getting greedy considering where they're playing there at Coors Field. I mean, obviously, they started off slow. That 8th inning got crazy. I do like Foss, you getting moved up to second. Hey, you're rewarded for having a tremendous night last night. Andrew McCutchen will be leading off yet again. It was a career night for Foss. We'll see how the bullpen looks. I mean, I'm interested in this Tyler Alexander opening for Kumar Rocker. I think that's interesting. A little change in strategy there. Just Rocker feel a little bit more comfortable coming into the second inning. But I do think you're right. It's all going to come down to how does the offense perform. And you know, guys like Ezekiel Duran and others are going to need to continue to swing a hot stick.
All righty. I would also add play clean defense.
Yeah.
You know,
Josh Young put the pressure on himself.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, afterwards he said, "I'm playing ass."
Well,
allowed a lot of runs.
He did.
He did not mince words.
It was pretty. It was maybe the most self-aware quote I've seen in a long time.
He might have locked in too much on offense, and I think I would prefer this version of Josh Young than the perfect defense batting .210.
Yeah,
with an OPS under 700. But you know, hopefully Josh Young can get it all figured out because incredible talent. The last couple of seasons very disappointing. This year has been magical for him at the plate so far. Just need the defense to get back to where it was. I mean, without Josh Young, you might not get past Baltimore in 2023. That's how good his glove was.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how will you remember Jason Kidd as a coach? That's a question for you.
Nobody's dying.
I think that Jason Kidd had a really great 5 years, and going to the finals, he proved that he deserves to be a head coach.
Yeah.
But he also proved what people have said about him. He's kind of irascible. He's kind of he's half
irascible.
New word alert.
Rawr. I think so. I think it's a good one, you know. Or is it rascible or is it irascible? Anyway, he's kind of moody, you know, and he'll snap. And I wonder if the emotional hothead of Jason Kidd got the best of him, just as it did for Rick Carlisle, where it's like the impatience and the frustration that you vent at people. You know, maybe we need a different kind of tone setter in this Brian Schottenheimer vibes era of sports leadership.
Yeah, you nailed it. Irascible person often described as grumpy, highly irritable, or quick to snap at others.
Yeah.
Cranky, grouchy. Yeah.
Testy. I nailed it. I got one.
Very testy.
Does Wimby?
And this is after the alcohol.
Yeah. Does Wimby change your plans? Okay, so think about this.
It's definitely.
With Harper and Castle and Fox, can you imagine beating them in what is left of Kyrie Irving's window? No.
No, I don't think so. I think that might be a part of the reason why when you look at OKC and you look at the Spurs and how young they are, and it's like, okay, timeline-wise, do we just need to kind of reshuffle the deck here and open up this window a little bit more?
Kid wants to keep Kyrie and keep PJ Washington and Ajay Marshall and Gafford and like, let's win now. And you're going like, have you seen this West Finals last night, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I could guarantee the health of Lively and Gafford.
Yeah.
I think with those two bigs, you've got as good of a chance, maybe a better chance than anybody else in the West. Cause Lively did match up well with Wemby's rookie year, but Wemby's also grown a ton since then in his game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And you can't guarantee the health with Lively.
He might have grown physically as well. Every time I see him, I think he gets taller.
It's looking at him next to Chet Holmgren, I'm like, what the hell? He makes Chet Holmgren look tiny.
Yeah.
And I have to reassess my Giannis dream. You know, part of the theory that Giannis would be their number one target this offseason was that he had worked with Jason Kidd, and Giannis and Jason Kidd appear to still have a great relationship. Maybe Masai's is better.
Yeah.
Masai's goes back farther, and maybe Giannis is like, look, I appreciate what he did for me. I like the guy. I don't want to play for him again. Can you get me a different coach? Then I'll come. So,
sure.
But now we're getting into, you know, guessing on what the reality is. So we'll check in with Bobby Corella tomorrow night. There'll be an evening of insider reports and reactions to this, and can't wait to jump back in with you tomorrow after the Rangers game. For Lucius and Wolchuk and Chio Follow, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.